This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to Metaphysical Universe for, Wednesday, March 21st, 2012. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly. So good to have you. And, of course, I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. Nice to be here on this spring day. Certainly it's our spring day, even though it was Monday night.
Yeah, and so tonight we have our special show, and we'll get into that in just a moment. Metaphysical Universe is an educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. It is designed to explore science and spirituality and empower the human spirit. So we'll be doing that tonight. Tonight is our special ceremony tonight, the Rite of Equinoctial Equilibrium. We do this on the equinoxes, and of course, I think it was yesterday, was the spring equinox, at least in the northern hemisphere. And so tonight, we're going to have a little bit of discussion prior to the actual ceremony, talking about it, what it's about, and so on and so forth. And then once we do that, then we're going to talk about other things too. And of course, Dr. Vicki will take call-ins for readings and advice and things like that. And so we welcome you to think of that or prepare for that if you'd like to call in. The number's on your screen there. And of course, if you have questions, you can ask those in the chat room. There was something else I had on my mind too to mention. Oh, for our ceremony, if you have a candle handy, why don't you grab it at some point? You'll have a couple of minutes. We'll play a song before we actually do the ceremony, so you have time then too. But it kind of makes it a little more special. So glad everybody could join us tonight. So let's talk about this rite of equinoctial equilibrium. I mean, that's kind of a mouthful, but it you know, the title's by design. And we hopefully you had the opportunity to be with us 6 months ago when we did it. And of course, we did the winter solstice rite 3 or so months ago. But the ceremony for tonight is really about taking a moment, taking a breath, and just examining where you're at in your life, where you're at with your work. And I'm talking about whatever purpose or you know, work that you have, that kind of a thing. And so with that in mind, just take a second, take a deep breath, take a moment, kind of center yourself, just settle for a moment. And ask some questions. You know, where are you now, or how far have you come over the last 6 months or a year? Where are you now compared to 1 year ago? Just think about that for a moment. What have you done in the last year that you're proud of, or that has gotten you a little further along the way, or a little closer to your goals, that kind of a thing? You know, how where are you at between now and 6 months ago? Any progress there? You know, you can even extend it out. How about 3 years ago or 5 years ago? The big thing that we want to do is, obviously, every year we want to make some kind of progress, some kind of growth. We want to be a little further down the path toward our goals, toward our purpose, whatever it is, than we were a year ago, you know, as of today, or any day for that matter. So think about that. And if you have, then pat yourself on the back. And if you haven't made a lot of progress, pat yourself on the back anyway for realizing that the coming year can be different. And that's kind of the next thing. Where will you be in 6 months, in 1 year? What do you plan on doing over the next year that will take you still further along the path toward your goal? How will your life be different 1 year from now than it is today, ideally? And then, of course, what are you going to do to bring that into reality? How are you going to make that happen? And that's where the goals come in, and this basically writing your history in advance is what I call it. So if you transport yourself a year from now and you just take a few minutes and do a visualization, do a meditation, really visualize where you want to be in 1 year. Just visualize it, feel it, touch it, hold it, explore it, caress it. Really live it in your mind, in a visualization. and then work backwards from there. Okay, what led up to me just achieving this? What was the last step I took? And then what was the step before that, and the step before that, and the step before that, until you get back to the present day. And then you got a little bit of a plan. You have a little bit of a diagram, a plan to get there. And that's what's important, too. So part of the write tonight is about assessing where you're at. Vicki?
Well, I want to remind people that the universe doesn't paraphrase. And you have to be really, really specific. And if you're not specific, then you won't know where you end up, but you knew it was in essence where you kind of gave the particulars for it. Because I'm going to tell you, Doug, there's no way a year ago I could have imagined this moment here on Blog Talk Radio, MCHS, with Dr. Douglas Kelly and this whole group of wonderful, like-minded people. What I did project for was progression in my life, an expansion of consciousness, an expansion of my life. And so I didn't know, honestly, how to be specific. Because I had, for all intents and purposes, I have achieved whatever I set out to do in my life. I was doing it, except that I was at a place that demanded more of me. You know, it was like a real big change. And life, you know, life happens and we happen and we say, wow, you know, it's like I got to turn a page here, but I have no idea what that page is. So if you have something very specific, then please use the word specifically. It can't have a double meaning. It can't be a, well, the cosmic should know what I mean, because cosmic doesn't paraphrase. So if you're, you know, at a time, this is what I think, you know, if you're at a time where you really don't know how to define your life, then just project for all that positive, progressive kind of energy. And oh boy, it's just like a mystery, you know, like a mystery will begin to unfold, and go for the ride. But if there are very specific goals that you want to achieve, then yes. You know, we're seeing in the chat room tonight, we might put out a congratulations to Camille Edwards for achieving her doctoral at IMHS. And very recently, of course, is Dr. John Hightower. And, you know, before that was just Dr. David Blender. And, of course, Ron Elaine has achieved his bachelor's. And, you know, it's all these achievements. So what you were saying earlier, Doug, about reflecting for a moment, where are you? And look at all the wonderful things that perhaps you couldn't have imagined 1 year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, wow, if I mean, these are great achievements, folks, because I'm with you every day in the past. And so imagine then what's possible for 1 year from now. We are in a huge, big global shift, consciousness shift. People are brighter, more awake, well, we hope. And, you know, we're lots of us kind of coming together and connecting, and with as much white light and positive connectedness as we know how to muster up. And we're not alone. And that's the beauty. I'm going to say this out loud. That is the beauty of MCHS. And thank you very much, Dr. Doug Kelly, because you're at the head of this, and I am so grateful to you. And this is what springtime is for me. I do it every day, but spring is new life, and that gratitude of, wow, look at these wonderful friends I've made and connections I've made. And I just, wow, just imagining what the next year will bring is just wonderful.
Well, and speaking of connectedness, and I have to chime in here too, because I mean, two years ago, to be thinking I would be here doing this. I mean, that thought hadn't entered my mind at all, but I'm glad it did, because I have met so many great people too, great students, great people I didn't know 2 years ago, and this is the one thing I've always said was so great about the metaphysical community, is that you have so many people with such a heartfelt desire to improve the world, to improve other people's lives, to help where they can. It's just, it's very, very inspiring. And speaking of connectedness, that's another part of our rite tonight, our ceremony, is on the connection that we have. You know, and one of the things that we talk about, that, you know, that we are one race, We're not a planet of several races. We're all one race. We have one planet, one race. We have one ancestry. We have one destiny. You know, we're all one. We're all connected that way, and that's a good thing. And so, you know, keep that in mind. And it amazes me how connected we are in reality, even though we may not be consciously aware of it. We are really connected to all life, and we have an influence even on plants, as we've talked about in previous shows. But another thing that we're going to talk about tonight in this ceremony is responsibility, and that, of course, means the responsibility we have as a human race to conquer our problems, to solve those problems, because we have that indomitable power of the human spirit. We can prevail in just about anything, in fact, in everything we do as a race. We'll talk about self-completeness, of course, about equilibrium, balancing things, and then positive consciousness. Go ahead, Vicki.
Well, I was just going to say, this is, as I understand it, this is a time we're at the equator. The days and nights are equal. And that's, you know, all life being equal. Everything is in this moment balanced for a renewed cycle. So I think that's what to keep in mind if people want a visual about what is the, you know, an equinox. What is the spring equinox? Well, everything's just balancing out. And that's pretty much what every, you know, equinox is we come into these little quarterly points. But we're at a, you know, really important one because everywhere on the planet things are budding. You know, it's like it's everything is just ready to pop open. Mm. And if you can see something in yourself that's just on the verge and it's springtime and you get in touch with nature and you can embrace, you know, even just watching tree leaves, you know, it's just, it's so symbolic, metaphoric, and just to experience it for a minute, because you are that, we are that. We're just, you know, all tuning into this new opportunity to plant new seeds, nurture life along, and to blossom. And I know that sounds very cliche, but, you know, that's the only descriptive words I can come up with at the moment, Doug.
Well, and that's fine. I mean, and honestly, we need to retouch that or, you know, touch it again. We need to get rid of all the worries and the stresses and all those things that honestly distract us from what life is supposed to be about. You know, we're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to find fulfillment in our lives. We're supposed to marvel at the beauty of all that there is on this planet and beyond. I mean, we're supposed to do that. And a lot of times we get so weighed down with life that we don't just stop and smell the roses, as they say. We don't stop and just marvel at the complexity of life and how it interacts, how it's all connected, you know, aside from the fact that we all live on a planet where everything eats everything else. I'm not going to bring that into it right now, but, oh, I guess I did. So, you know, but still, there's still a marvel behind all that that is. And so what I'm getting at here is this positive consciousness that we want to maintain. And a positive consciousness is having that as your primary motivator, that positiveness. And if you happen to be somebody who tends toward the negative side, that's just a habit. You can get past that. Look at the good. Don't focus on the bad, because that just leads to negativity. But focus on the good. Yes, there's going to be problems at times. Yes, there's going to be stressors. But focus on the positive. Focus on the good. You know, they say that there's always a silver lining, and that's usually true. And often when one thing closes and something else opens, so look for the good, look for the positive, look for the positive in people. Yeah, probably some people are going to drive you nuts, but they're still going to have their positives. So look and focus on the positives in one another. Even if you think differently, if you believe differently, that's fine. You know, we're all one human race, and so we look for that positiveness in each other. And of course, I'm not talking about the people, you know, the criminals and the, you know, the people who are not that way, but I'm talking about everyday people. Just look for the good. Look for the positive in life. Be thankful for what you have right now. You may not have all you want, which is fine. You'll get it if you remain positive and if you have that gratitude in your heart for what you have now. Because, you know, there's always somebody with less. So what do you have that you're proud of, that you're grateful for? Focus on those things for a moment. And don't forget, as we've already discussed, putting out that deliberate intent into the universe in a very specific way. What is it you want? Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have. Because you know how the mind works. If you, whatever you focus on, you get. If you're focusing on what you don't have, your mind, your unconscious mind is getting the message, oh, you don't want that. You're not supposed to have that. So that's what will happen. You need to focus on what you want. Put out your deliberate intent to the universe. Add some gratitude. And in due time, if you work for it, those things will come to pass. In other words, your outside world will align with your inside world, and that's the way it works. If you want your outside world to change, you got to change your inside world first. That's the human mind. That's consciousness. That is how reality works.
Can I share a little story, Doug?
Please do.
May I? I had a dream last night, early this morning, and a very odd one. And a lot of stuff for me happens in my dreams, by the way. But my mother came to me in my dream, and I haven't seen hide nor hair of my mother in over 20 years, but she's been on the other side since 1987. So about 20 years ago, I had another experience where a visitation from her. So this is a very unusual thing, and I think it's appropriate for today. And maybe, in sharing it, I'm hoping other people might have a likened experience to realize that we can never stop learning, even about things we think we know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my mother had a difficult life, and I was the oldest of four children, and I remember a healthier version of my mom. But over the years, life was difficult. She became an alcoholic, a drug addict, and a virtually died bag lady of a drug overdose. And it was very difficult decisions, you know, to draw boundaries where I couldn't have her in my life with my children, because that wasn't a good influence. And it's difficult to make these decisions, but they were very clear to me. And over time, you know, especially after she'd left, I made peace with it, that I had made the right healthy choices. But also believing that I had resolved over the years issues that I may have had in and around my mom. She just, and bless her heart, life was just very hard for her, and she had very legitimate reasons, I might add. However, she could never rise up into herself to fulfill a karma, that like a good karma in this lifetime. So I've had, I believe, no issues in and around my mother for quite a number of years. I'm not sure how I feel about the word forgiveness. It is what it is, and I just accepted her for who she is, and I believed, you know, after a time she did with me also. So that being said, now it's a little prefacing, in this dream, when she came to me, it was about, it was appropriate to some of the changes that I'm making in my life at this time, where she was proud of me in a way, and that she realized how minimized she was in her own life and how she passed on some of that contamination in a way of not stepping up. She didn't set a good example for stepping up. And it was a very intimate kind of discussion that we had. So here I am talking with this spirit who is my mother. And I woke up relieved this morning about something I didn't even know I had an issue about. So,
well, that helps. It,
well, and this is what I mean by what an extraordinary time of year, which could happen at any time, I might add. But I think it's appropriate when we think of Easter, the mother of life, new life, springtime. And I thought, you know, this is kind of appropriate timing that even in the spirit world, she is doing her work in a healthier way, I might add. But that she's also, for me, I feel quite blessed. And this could be psychological, of course, if we analyze it, Doug. But I'm going with the spirit kind of viewpoint myself because I like that better. And that she would take those moments to give that energy and we could interact in the unconscious, in that universal energy for a moment to have me review things in a way I hadn't seen before. And to me, that's refreshing, it's alive, and it's uplifting. So, but I had to tell kind of the background and the story a little bit to understand, for people who are listening, to understand that how important this experience was. And I think everyone has an issue with how they were raised, how small or big, things that forever through the lifetime come up as little thorns, you know, mm-hmm. and you're pulling them out. So as we debrief ourselves from our early childhood and the early parts of our life to get healthier, to get better, to grow, and to become a more conscious mind, there's always something in there that can still be reviewed, that can still be considered and put into a different kind of perspective in one story. So again, that I just thought it might be an appropriate story to share tonight as you were talking. So
yeah, interesting. And we can all, and that's the point, isn't it? We all continue to grow in awareness. You know, that's what life is about. It's what becoming complete within yourself is about, becoming more and more aware of you,
absolutely,
who you are, your surroundings, more awareness for other people, for their plight, which would include empathy and compassion and so on and so forth.
And people who have gone to the other side, you know, who we feel that we can't have these conversations with, we think that we're limited to the human experience. And then for other people we may have issues with, that words are really important while you have the opportunity to use them. So I guess in thinking of a healing time, if there are people in your life that you have something to say to, do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got nothing to lose. Be free. Release yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that little bit of encouragement can go a long way, you know, through the words and the dynamic with each other.
Well, it's
not on a text.
Yep. Say it out loud. All right. So it's time now to get to our ceremony. And this is the way it's going to work. I'm going to play a song. Interestingly, the name of the song is Finding the Balance. It's about 3 or so minutes long. It'll give you an opportunity to go grab a candle, you know, just refresh yourself, and then we'll do the ceremony, and we'll follow it up with another musical break, and then we'll continue on with the rest of the show. And as I mentioned at the outset, if you're interested in getting a psychic reading or psychic advice from Dr. Vicki, you can call in after the ceremony. Of course, Dr. John Hightower will be screening your calls, as always. And so with that in mind, I'm going to play the song. Grab a candle if you got one, and we'll come back in just a few moments. All right, and we are back. Hopefully you had a chance to get a candle. And so we're going to now commence with the rite of equinoctial equilibrium.
Lighting of the flame.
With the lighting of the flame, we commence the rite of equinoctial equilibrium. We invite all those who are able to now join us in lighting the ceremonial flame.
Through the universe, of which I'm a part, beats the energy of life and into my heart. A flame of fire lights up my soul with will and desire for the world to know. The energy of life beats through my heart and through the universe of which I'm a part.
With the lighting of the flame, we symbolically transfer the fire of our spirit to a visual representation that we can now see and feel. For in this way, we are reminded of the power of this fire, the power of our spirit, the fire of our passion to fulfill our unique and individual purpose, the passion of our spirit to do no harm and to do right, the never-ending light and warmth contained within us that honors the divine nature of all life and regards all sentient life as equal, having one common origin in the stuff of stars. We are one planet and one race with one ancestry and one destiny.
Connectedness.
The energy of our unfettered consciousness creates an expanded awareness of the profound connection that we have to one another, to all divine life, to Mother Earth, and to the universe. We pause in grateful acknowledgement of the universal consciousness that connects and unites us all. We take a moment of silence in honor, remembrance, and appreciation for the interdependent relationships we have with those closest to us and with all living things.
Responsibility.
We are connected to all things, and yet we are one. And each one of us, in each one of us, lies the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately prevail in the face of any dilemma, to rise above any obstacle, to triumph over any challenge. We recognize the inherent responsibility we have as a race of adept beings to resolve the challenges before us and acknowledge that this is as it should be.
Self-completedness.
The flame before us is complete within itself. It needs no other spark to sustain it. We too are complete within ourselves and need no other spark to sustain us. The synergy of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. We need nothing nor anyone outside ourselves, for the answers that we seek already exist within us. Our flame is within. We look there.
Equilibrium.
This is the time of year that the day and the night are in balance. They are equal. It is in this equilibrium that we seek to reconcile the things unequal, to recalibrate the things unbalanced, to recenter our consciousness and awareness, to realign our thoughts with the fulfillment of our individual and unique purpose. We draw from the cycles, phases, and rhythms of the universe that continue in perfect harmony from time immemorial. We attune the cycles, phases, and rhythms inherent in our own inner universe that they may serve our highest good and that we may serve others for their highest good in the spirit of do no harm and do right. So the day, so the night, so the universe, so our life. Equilibrium is renewed.
Positive consciousness.
In our innermost thoughts, in our heart of hearts, we strive toward positive consciousness, harboring ill will toward no form of life. So the energy within, so the energy without, so the one, so the many. We possess conscious awareness of the universal mind, the universal consciousness, the interconnectedness of all who are. Thus, synergy is created. We pause for a moment to send out positive energy to those in need. We recognize the power of gratitude and deliberate intent. For like attracts like, and the like that we positively intend is the like that we invite and the sum that we receive. We pause for a moment of silence to calibrate our intent, to send positive and deliberate intent out into the universe in harmony with our own unique purpose so that it may return to us in due time. As the fire of the flame burns before us, so too burns the flame of our passion for doing right, and the fire in our soul to immerse all that is in the light of our positive intent and universal consciousness. May the fire of our essence burn brightly to the higher good of all who are.
The fires for life burn deeply within. Joined with the universe, creations begin, brightly shining, new thoughts akin, and so it is, the light within, and so it is.
With the quenching of the flame, we affirm the transference of light, warmth, and energy to empower the spirit within us as a beacon of light shining brightly upon the world in the strength of do no harm and do right. We make it so, and so it is. The flame is transferred. This completes the rite of equinoctial equilibrium. We thank you for joining us tonight in this ceremony. Please join us again on or about June 21st for our next ceremony. It looks like I'm getting some messages. Hopefully it's all good. I may have faded in there, but hopefully you hung with us. Now, hang with us. We're going to come back in just a moment, and we're going to take your calls. If you'd like some psychic advice from Dr. Vicki, please call. The numbers are on your screen, 714-459-3973. Dr. John Hightower will be taking your calls. We will be back in just a moment. Okay, and we are back. Thanks for remaining with us. We're going to continue the program. If you have any things you're wondering about in your life, you want to get another perspective, Dr. Vicki is here just waiting for your call. So call in. The numbers are on your screen, or you can use the Skype button if you have that. Dr. John Hightower will screen your calls.
Sure, and if anybody has any questions for the chat room, you know, we're always open to discussion. Anybody has any unusual experiences they've had lately? I'd love to talk about new experiences, you know. So please feel free. You know, I think we're always, especially at this time of the year, Doug, we're always kind of looking for a fresh new perspective and new things. And I think even psychologically, a lot of new stuff. Because, you know, it's been a winter, right? It's been a very odd winter in particular. But winter tends to, kind of make us a little bit lethargic. So now we're getting up off the couches and we're getting going. And so we're paying more attention to a lot of stuff, too. So it's, you know, I think that this is a great time of year that we can all reconnect, as we were talking about earlier, reconnect, start discussions again, be optimistic, and kind of get the juices going again. I love that.
So. Yeah. Of course, if you're in Florida, it's springtime all the time, or summer, one of those two, which
yeah.
I like that way. But
yeah, he who lives in, like, 60 degrees Fahrenheit is cold for you.
That's right.
Ridiculous.
That's freezing. 60? Ooh. I have to put on a sweater.
And I love
it that way. I mean, it beats the heck out of shoveling driveways and getting stuck in the snow, which I did for more than half my life.
Well, you know, somebody's got to live in the North Country, Doug, and I tell you, there's a great appreciation for all the seasons. And so, I mean, this is when springtime for some of us folks is like, yay.
Oh,
you know,
I remember like springtimes. Yeah, coming up.
Skipping down the road. Yeah.
You know, it's great. And of course, now we're just getting in the latter part of March. Then April come, lots more buds and flowers and birds singing. It's great.
I think that the spring equinox or solstice, and I guess it's not a solstice, it's a spring equinox, and Easter in particular is that mark of time. You know, it's like everybody's getting their seeds ready if you're a planter, or, you know, everything is just kind of keeps growing. And so it's fresh. So I hear we have a caller.
Yes, we do. Maria, welcome to the program.
Hi, Maria.
Oh, hey. It's actually Marla. It's okay.
Oh, Marla.
Oh, Marla.
No, I misread it. Sarly, Marla. Well,
when's your birthday, Marla?
Say again?
When's your birthday, Marla?
January 21st, 1987.
January 21st, a winter baby. So you would really appreciate the springtime.
You know, it's weird. I actually prefer the winter.
Well, there's one of them everywhere, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So, just off the top of my head, Marla, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. You're in this is a 1 year for you. Boy, this is a really great year to, you know, we're talking about new life, new energy. This is your year for that. So, this is a good time for you to get things started, new beginnings. Very, very big year for you in new beginnings. So, do you have a question that's related to that about when it's going to happen?
I guess so, kind of. I've got, like, that question in one. Like, my main question is, when you're going through this period of, you know, enhancing your level of consciousness or enlightenment, is it normal to feel kind of emotionally detached from the things, or is that not usual?
Yes, it's usual. There's a space that you're now allowing between yourself and others. And, you know, I have a wonderful teacher who would say it's subjective objectivity, because it's still life through your eyes. So you're still subjective. But it's, you know, when you start gaining your own autonomy, your own power, your own, it's kind of collecting your own energy and ownership, then you expect the same of others in a way. So there is that kind of space between yourself and other people, no matter how much you love them or how close you are to them. And so it's not like you're becoming detached in as much as you're attaching in a new way. And I think it's a more respectful way, actually. Does that make sense?
Okay, well, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah, I just hadn't understood the way I've been feeling for the last couple of weeks, and I'm like, I just don't understand why I don't want to be around anybody.
Well, you know, that can be something else entirely. You have to, it's important to take your own kind of an inventory. You know, when I look at what cycle you're in particular, and you're in a 1 year, your birth path is a two. So next year, in 2013, you're going to go through a real internal change again. But for now, it's really about, I think, you're collecting your energy. And when you say you don't want to be around other people, I don't know if that's entirely true. I think you're wanting to be more specific about the kinds of people you want to be around. Does that make sense?
That is true. I guess that's the better way to explain it. Because I do tend to be around, I tend to want to be around more, I don't know, energetic people or spiritual people. Like my boyfriend, me and him are on the same level with the whole, you know, learning about metaphysical things. And, you know, my family's not, so I don't tend to want to be around them too much right now, but I want to cling to him a lot more. So I guess that makes more sense, too.
Well, I think it's pretty natural to retreat to take inventory. And it's not that you necessarily have to, you know, draw these huge boundaries with you and your family, but I think it's pretty natural to want to just, you know, kind of retreat a little bit, see it differently, so that when you do enter the arena again, it's different, you see, in a way that I think you're empowering yourself a little bit, but you're still at that phase of not quite sure what that means. And you will. You'll apply it gradually. So I think it's pretty natural. I think it's a very, very normal thing you're going through. And just be observant that what you're looking for is kindred energy. And you obviously have that. The only thing I'd be a little conscious of, Marla, is that not to be too clingy with one particular individual. And I'm not minimizing your relationship by any stretch. I'm just saying that while you're collecting your energy and learning about yourself, make sure that it is as an individual, not learning about yourself as a partner. So that you don't kind of get into the partnership too much where you're ostracizing other people. You know, because there can be a slight concern that you can be inadvertently creating a dependency that you didn't know you were doing. Because we can sometimes, and I think everyone might have a tendency to do this, is to go where it's comfortable, familiar, but you don't realize that it's creating a different kind of energy that you had before, not necessarily in a healthy way. So just remember to keep an individual mind, keep reflecting, take inventory, and you'll slowly come out of that, and you'll feel stronger for it. So just a couple of things to watch for. But I think you're actually in a really good cycle. I think this is a very healthy thing to do.
Okay, and as far as this being like 1 year, like that you said it's going to be a great year for new beginnings, like, is there, like you said, is there a certain time frame that might happen in, or?
Oh, you want
know.
Like tomorrow?
Sounds
if you're like
to me,
me,
like it's happening.
Yeah, I think so. You want it tomorrow too, right? What Doug was just injecting is the last couple of weeks, as you have been, you know, doing this self inventory and collecting yourself. That is your new beginning. It's where you start to see life through. You're seeing life through new eyes.
Okay.
And I'll also add in here too. You know, you're young. You know, you're what, mid 20s, getting close to that.
Yeah.
And you're young, and you're coming on into your own. And that's young time of life. Even though you're an adult, you're still learning a lot, and that's a good thing. That's what it should be. But you're coming into your own. So what the advice Vicki gave you on on making sure you develop your own identity and not through the eyes of somebody else or anyone else is very, very crucial through this time of your growth.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good one. But this is a good year, Marla, if there are things that you wanted to do career-wise, you know, I'm just saying work-wise, artistically, anything that gives you, I think you'll be, you'll kind of have this restlessness to want to do something new. I suggest that you plot it carefully so that you don't just, well, I'm just going to drop all of this and, you know, look for a new job or drop all this and wing it. It's a really good time to just keep checking in with yourself and have a plan. Because what can happen during times like you kind of shoot yourself in the foot and you didn't know you did it. You know?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's restless. It wants to start new things. It wants to move forward. But do it in a good, healthy way. And you're off to a really good start. Really good start. Okay. So, and by the way, the cycle that you're just finishing now would have been a... or you're still kind of at the tail end of it. It's a really good PR time. You're going to head right into, actually in this next couple of weeks, a really good time that's productive. So if you have any little art projects or you have things that you've been putting on hold, it's a really good time to move forward and get going. Very active time.
It's pretty funny you say that because today I have been putting off my schoolwork and I have to be done on April the 9th and I have to be done with 15 lessons. And I've already finished two tonight.
Good for you. Good for you.
That's kind of weird you said that, but I guess so. About time to start kicking up and doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well,
it's not weird, Marla. I'm psychic.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of psychic ability. Just a couple of premonitions every now and then.
I'm just tuning into you.
Thanks for calling in, Marla.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take
Have
care.
A great night. Good luck to you.
All right. Bye.
All right. So if anybody else...
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. She has a good energy about her.
Yeah.
Fell that pretty much off the bat.
You know, by the way, Doug, if I can just say, in basic numerology, this is how I do this. Marla's a January 21, which is a 121, 1987. You add all those numbers together and reduce it to a singular number, which is a 2. And how I find out what cycle she's in, like this year, is January 21, which is a 1-2-1-2012. Okay, so actually I just added in an extra kind of thing. She's a 9 going into a 1. So if you kind of find out how they line up, this is what I look for, is how numbers start to line up in somebody's life for their cycles. It's really quite interesting. It works.
It is interesting. So if anybody else would like to call in, your time is a waste in here. Give us a call and ask your question. If you have a question, you can also ask it in the chat room. Tonight we've been talking about balance and equilibrium and reconnecting with where you're at in your life, reconnecting with your goals, your work, your mission, whatever that may be for you. And hopefully it's been meaningful for you. So I am...
Well, once again, Doug, you know, it's a good show. It's a good time for us to have these little rituals for ourselves and just check in. And I appreciate the equinoctial, celebrations. And it keeps us connected with nature, the universe, and each other. So I'm very grateful to be a part of the show and to have this kind of a ceremony. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you, too. I mean, you're part of it, too. You're part of co-author of that thing. And, you know, it's designed in a nutshell to help people to just refocus. And so hopefully that's what it's been able to do. I really don't have anything to go into. I think we've talked about a lot.
Yeah,
unless you have something, we're going to go ahead and
something else, the seed of life. One of the things that I do at every time this year is I boil an egg and I give it a little prayer. I eat the center egg, crush up the shell, and put it in my medicine pouch as a symbol of protection for the coming year. It's an old kind of traditional event, so something that people might consider to incorporate for themselves. Keep in mind that it just magnifies the thought, and it's the energy, and it's the act of tradition, and for me it's a good thing, and it's a fun thing for our family. We look forward to it every year, so just a little tip.
Well, if you would like to learn more about the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science, visit us at mchschurch.org. If you'd like to learn more about metaphysics, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org, where you can earn your PhD degree in metaphysics and specialize in a number of things: spiritual counseling, holistic healing, life coaching, paranormal science, and quite a few others. So visit us there. Thanks, everybody, so much for joining us tonight. Join us again next week, too, and we'll have another show. With
good night,
that in
Doug.
Mind, yeah, good night, Vicki, and good night to everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And thanks to Dr. John Hightower as well for screening calls. Take care, everyone.